brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Randy Weaver is going to join us for 30 minutes in the next hour to talk about the escalating siege of the Brown property going on up in New Hampshire. Kevin Wood is going to join us talking about this new phenomenon of police, if you videotape them, arresting you as they mount cameras everywhere to track us. It's totally criminal. Raymond Schwab, we've rescheduled twice, who had his son seized by CPS for being involved in 9/11 Truth, will be joining us for a segment or two in the next segment. I'm going to get back into our top story. Not only is over 20% of the ground force in the Army in Iraq, that is in the Army, we've got the numbers on the Marines, it's a little over 15%, illegal alien that were legalized. Now they're trying to increase that number. And the Pentagon is lobbying and asking Congress. They're lobbying today with President Bush, saying it's the patriotic duty. See, you're not patriotic now if you don't want to legalize 30 million illegals and recruit illegal aliens. And they're saying they need these recruits. They've already got the recruiting stations. They're lying to Congress. The congressmen are so, you know, so dumb or so busy with their mistresses that most of them probably don't even know they've had recruiting stations for 6 years in Mexico City and all over the world. And they're saying, it's your patriotic duty. And that's literally how they talk. And then it's like mind control with the good old boys. They just go, I got to have foreign troops on America. It's the patriot. I mean, literally, it's mind control, you idiots. It's literally in the news with headlines. It's the patriotic thing to do. We don't have enough troops. We need total immigration legalization. We need the amnesty bill, which, again, they told you with military tactics last week, was dead. It's not dead. Bush is on Capitol Hill right now, and he says it will pass, and snickered to the cameras, just like he did before the 2004 election, because he knows the fix is in. And I just want you to prepare for this to pass. I want you to prepare. And by the way, folks, I mean, If half the population of Austin was illegal aliens a year ago, it's got to be 75% now. You can go to North Austin, West Austin, East Austin, South Austin. It'll be 10-1 illegal aliens to American citizens. I mean, they're just everywhere. I think 30 million is below numbers. The Mexican census is 100 million Mexicans, and that was 6 years ago, the last census, and they admit that about 30% of Mexican government says live here. Okay, so that's 30 million. That's the Mexican numbers. That's where we get those numbers. Our media lies and says 14 mil. It's over 30 mil. And that was last year. It's got to have increased massively. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. And it's economic warfare to blow out. I mean, I just heard today, Derry Brownfield was reading an AP article. Hershey's is leaving Hershey, Pennsylvania to Mexico. We can't even make candy bars here. Thousands of McDonald's have started where you give your order at the window to a satellite link to somebody in India. We always joke that pretty soon they'd make the hamburgers in India or China. Well, if they could teleport stuff, they would. It's economic warfare. It's risk, economic risk game, where it's about blowing out economies, blowing out competition. It's not free market. It's about using governments and slave wages and regulations in the Western world to drive out any industry to get full control. The West is the enemy of the elite because the elite rose out of the West, and they hereditarily see that as where the next renaissance could come, and they just want air superiority. They want total dominance, and that means you, with a bunch of bling baubles that you think are trinkets and signets of success, while you're obsessed with false reality television, and then they're really running the real world, so they get all the life extension technologies for themselves, they get all the property, they get all the control, they get the right to breed, they're going to restrict our right to breed, they're already hitting us with soft kill, sterilization weapons. The fertility's down in the Western world massively. We're under total attack. Total attack. Mayday, 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 mayday. And the military is not our military. The head of the Naval War College, Barnett, admits they work for the foreign banks. He said that on C-SPAN for the, quote, New World Order. And they are openly waging war against the borders and the sovereignty. The military's turned against us. It's happened many times in the past. They are treasonous traitors. They are attacking the Republic. They are enemies. Tell everybody.
immediate cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
See, everybody thinks Pat Buchanan and Lou Dobbs, and I'm not attacking them, I'm just saying everybody thinks, ooh, they're hardcore. With articles out today about this amnesty deal being for the New World Order and how Bush is going to pass it and keep trying to pass it no matter what we do. Everybody thinks it's so hardcore and, ooh, they're telling the truth. Folks, it is 50 times worse, okay? The military designed the cameras, the tracking grids, the highways, everything they put in. The military is controlled and lobbied by now foreign offshore defense contractors that hate the United States, that have moved offshore and are doing everything they can to lobby even down to small city governments to pay the majority of the tax money in to private investment funds. It's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. That's the documents that are with every county, city, water district. They've gotten over 75% of the economy now offshore just in investments. They've gotten over 80% of the industry offshore. Now, it took 20, 30 years for that to happen. Now, more offshore movements happened in the last year than happened in the previous 10. I've looked up the numbers. I mean, it's massive. And I'm just generalizing here. It's just total acceleration. Just everything's leaving. From Hershey to Halliburton to defense contractors. I mean, it is a mad, screaming dash out of the country. And they just wrap themselves in the flag. Anytime you question them, they go, flag, flag, America. You go, hey, you're selling out America. Oh, we're for America. and all these fake neocon talk shows constantly, you're a good American, you're a great American, you're a great American. They know what they're doing. And I just want you to know who did all this to you. As things get worse and worse, as it all falls apart, the very people that did it are going to be up there grandstanding, and you'll have to hear people at church parrot what they said and, you know, who they blame it on. It'll be some 35-year-old, you know, account executive in Malaysia or something. It's some British company who made a trade and it caused a trigger reaction. And, you know, they've always got some bull story for you. You know, they'll claim a cow kicked over a lantern or something. I mean, you know how they do it. And I just want you to know that it is high treason. I mean high treason to sign the North American Union 2 years and 3 months ago in secret. It's even bigger treason. Let me state this to you again. And again, I missed the forest for the trees. I knew over 20% of our army was foreigners, mainly Mexican, illegal aliens, legalized. I knew they were hiring aggravated felons. I learned that 5 years ago. Now this new amnesty legalizes aggravated felons for recruitment. They're not just going to recruit and change our military over to drone aircraft that the globalists can control without somebody bucking orders. But the manpower is going to be illegal alien who are being trained for gun confiscation, and I got video of it. I mean, this is the classic deal where they bring in foreigners and train them for house-to-house searches, checkpoints, gun confiscation. They'll get live-action training in Iraq or Macedonia or 130-something other countries that the foreign military that occupies us is occupying. This is not our military. They got our flag on their arms, but that's it. They are traitors. They are enemies of America. And I'm going to tell you just right now that I don't want to get your email saying, well, my son's in there, and that's a little too harsh. This would be like 1940 and being in the Nazi military, being in the German military. This is not the German military. This is the Nazi military. And this is not the U.S. military. Folks, they're already under UN control. They're already under international agreements. It's all come home to roost. Everything the old-timers warned us about is now happening. Let me give you a little newsflash. Mayday, 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 mayday. This is real. This is happening. But when I opened it up and I saw the newspaper last night and they were admitting that the military is lobbying and spending money and defense contractors are spending money, they take our tax money to pay for overpriced weapon systems so they can spend the very money we pay in taxes to then go lobby the government to end America. And that's what this is. Our own government for 60 years has been paying the Mexicans to put out textbooks saying this is Mexico. Public schools from California to Texas have been in the newspaper teaching it. The illegal aliens are chomping at the bit, full of their brainwashing. They're taking down American flags at post offices and schools nationwide. If an American, in one case a Hispanic young man, went and takes it down and puts up the American flag, they're arrested by the punk cops. The illegal aliens don't have to have IDs. They get to drunk drive. They don't get arrested, but American citizens do for petty reasons. I'm telling you, folks, the Browns don't get tax amnesty, but the illegal aliens do. Do you got it? They're gutting us like a fat hog. And using Mexico as a rook in a chess game against our underbelly is the key to what they're doing. They are destroying America right now. The country is going down right now. This is high treason. U.S. Army pushes for amnesty bill, fast track so it can recruit illegal aliens. Treasonous Army failed to reach recruitment targets for May, turns to illegals. A senior U.S. defense official today, it's not U.S. defense. We need to stop using their terms. That's just as big a lie as saying this is an amnesty. Calling it a reform bill. It's just as big a lie as saying the Browns weren't under siege. It's just as big a lie as saying Mercury's good for you. They've learned to just bald-faced lie and you buy it. It is a lie to call it our military. I'm not going to call it that anymore. We have to totally rechange our language now. The only law enforcement in this country that was pro-America and engaged in defense of this country was our Border Patrol. And what did they do to the only real defenders of the country? By the way, who get some of the lowest pay and the toughest job? They demonize them on the news. Tommy Lee Jones makes movies putting down the Border Patrol. They sue them. When they get shot at or they shoot back, they go to prison. They're not allowed to chase vehicles. If they shoot a fleeing car, they go to prison. But you can gun down a toddler in the street and it's fine if you're a cop doing it to an American. They tell them you can sit here in your truck and you can look one direction, whichever direction we tell you, north, south, east, or west. But if you see illegals on the other points of the compass, the other 3 points of the compass or anywhere between, you're not allowed to even call it in. By the way, that's been a policy for 5 years. By the way, you got to spend half your time in 110-degree brush filled with rattlesnakes, copperheads, and coral snakes, picking up trash left by the illegals. That's just to burn up the rest of their time. And then, oh, by the way, we'll give you $100,000 a year extra to go serve in Iraq and control their border where they built fences, or Afghanistan. Oh, by the way, we'll give you $24,000 increase starting a year on what you're getting to go be an air marshal and sit there on planes. We have 2,000 less. That was the last numbers I got. I'm told it's worse than we did a few years ago. I'm about to go to our guest. It's his bad fortune that this happened to him during the biggest news cycle ever. U.S. Army pushes for amnesty bill fast-track so it can recruit illegal aliens. All of this is going on, and they go build a couple miles of fence and say it's 700 and Homeland Security blocks it. And they do everything they can, ladies and gentlemen, because they got to bring this country down to use it as an engine of world government and to destroy the economy. And they're setting up, Denver's setting up living, breathing taxes, whole new levels of taxes that are going to make the income tax and sales tax look tame, total brainwashing in the schools, taking children to teach them about homosexualities in the news today. I mean, youngins, taking them to Planned Parenthood to teach them how to have sex and have abortions when it's a eugenics center. Just wall-to-wall evil, frothing government everywhere, arresting people for no reason everywhere, two-tiered justice system, CPS grabbing children coast to coast, publicly caught flying them out to Saudi Arabia, footnote in the newspaper. I mean, evil so wicked. I can't believe, I mean, all I want to do is reach people. I literally got a headache last night. I literally cried last night. I just want to reach people. I don't know what I've got to do. I don't know what I've got to say to you, the listeners, to go to PrisonPlanet.com right now to the News and Focus section on the right-hand side and to get the article about U.S. Army pushes for amnesty bill fast track so it can recruit illegal aliens. And it gets into the high treason. I don't know how 100 of you aren't writing your own articles for your own websites. I don't understand how all I've tried to do is network with this Patriot movement and 9/11 movement and have all these people on my show, and then all they do is not link to us and badmouth us behind our backs. I could care less about being some high-profile person. What I've done is dangerous. I know what's going on. I've got my head screwed on straight, and that's why we're the leaders in this movement, and that's why so many other people who are in this movement for the wrong reasons don't realize what they're involved in. Let me tell you something. Folks, this is life and death right now. And when I tell you a story is important and it needs to be put to the four winds, I mean it. Now, I want you to go to PrisonPlanet.com right now. And I want you to get this article, and I want you to write up everything I've said, make a transcript of it. Help me. All I want to do is reach people. Our government is criminal. It's not our government. The military's totally bankrupt, and I've been researching the head of NORTHCOM, the head of CENTCOM, the head of all of them. And, I mean, these are evil men. These are very wicked people. They hate America. You understand, folks? Hitler was evil, but at least he was, you know, misguided in what he thought he was doing for Germany. He was very wicked, but he at least, from what I've read, really believed in his country. These people are worse than Hitler. They actually hate America. And then they got the nerve to wrap themselves in the flag and talk about how they love it. These people are sicko filth. Al Gore, Rudolph Giuliani, George Bush, Hillary Clinton, they're just puppets. And David Rockefeller, who runs the North American continent, openly wrote in his book that he's here to destroy America. Go read it for yourself, that son of a pet piece of filth. And I'm just so sick of you with your American flags and your support the troop garbage all over your car. You're a bunch of well-meaning yuppies, but you have no idea who you're working for. You have no idea who you're involved with. You idiots. What is it you don't understand about treason? Our military is working to destroy our borders and turn our military into foreign troops. That's treason!
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
We got Randy Weaver coming up in the next hour. He's talking about going up to be there with the Browns in New Hampshire. Right now, Raymond Schwab. Remember a few months ago, I had him and his friend on. They're two pastors, lay pastors, who were walking across the country from Colorado to, I guess, D.C. for 9/11 Truth, and literally every mile or two got stopped by police telling them cameras are illegal, signs against the war illegal, freedom's illegal. Then they went back to a wedding in Kansas, and he had a stepson taken. You know, it's his wife's son from previous marriage. And they said because he was out doing 9/11 Truth, and during the summer they were every few days she'd drive out and meet with him in an RV, which sounds like a great experience for a 7-year-old. And but now it's been handed over to the child's been handed over to a grandmother, but the CPS is trying to make a move to Kansas, and the CPS is busy trying to now take the child even probably away from the grandmother. So this is just how these wicked creatures. But don't worry, you're an illegal alien, man. You can be an aggravated felon. I mean, that means child rapist. That's in the bill. I can't believe it myself. You're A-OK. But you videotape cops, you're going to jail. They're going to take your kids. That's because we're the dumb Americans. We're here to be raped because we're a bunch of idiots. Raymond Schwab, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Sounds like there's a lot going on right now. I wanted to mention something about what you were talking about just to add my own 2 cents about what's happening in this country. I got a call from someone the other day. That lives in the Missouri area. They have family that's in law enforcement. And they said that a while back, Homeland Security was training these deputies in riot control and crowd control. And his sister, being a fan of yours, listening, asked the Homeland Security guy why they were receiving all this intensive training. And he told her, you know, and this is all from this guy's, you know, sister, but apparently, they told her that he couldn't tell her everything that he knew, but by 2010, this country was not going to be the same America. And it scared her so bad she went and got baptized. But, you know, they're.
Yeah, that's right. People better get concerned. Let me tell you, they're going to hand it all over to Latin Americans, and it's going to be a giant third world cesspit.
And it's just sad a lot of people know what's going on, and you know, I've never been afraid of having my children taken because I know I'm a good father, but this new challenge that we have with this walk in our ministry really has opened my eyes that this is across the board. The corruption, you can't find justice anywhere. You know, we had an emergency hearing with this situation. The judge sat up there and sighed and mocked my wife, told her she didn't have any sense in her head. I mean, you're talking a mother that just got her child taken away, and he's sitting up there, you know, in his stately robes mocking my wife.
No. They enjoy it. See, that's the thing when you go. I mean, I've seen judges actually show their teeth and cackle like witches out of Hollywood movies, sir. You know, I don't think you've seen the evil we witnessed. I mean, you've had your child grabbed, which is hell on earth, but I've seen stuff that's just unbelievable.
I believe it, Alex. And so far, you know, God has been gracious. We do have our son in a safe place, but they've subjected us to psychological testing. They've forced us to make decisions as parents that we weren't making before. No one has deemed my child a child in need of care, or none of the allegations have been substantiated. As a matter of fact, we've provided enough paperwork and other testimony. This is the third time we've had them show up since we've been doing this. The other two times.
Now tell folks how it started. You go to a wedding, police surround it like Al Qaeda's inside, and tell folks what happened.
Sure. We went, actually, before we went back to the wedding, 2 weeks before we went back for the wedding, police showed up at our RV with a social worker. Wanted to pull my kids aside and interrogate them, look at my RV, search everything, talk to us, and fortunately then...
Again, the cops, we're helping America. Al-Qaeda's attacking us, and these crazy people think 9/11 is an inside job. We'll just take their kids. We're the good guys.
Sure, and, you know, they just... Right then they said, we don't believe the allegations are unfounded. Big RV, it's summertime, you guys are homeschooling your kids, it's all good. So we think everything's fine. We get to Missouri. We have to backtrack.
It's pure bull. They were just laying the trap, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. My wife.
Remember, whatever they say, it's the opposite.
I'm starting to see that.
No, but, believe me, sir. They are pure demons. Okay.
We go back for the wedding. My wife's a maid of honor. I bring the children because I'm watching the children. 15 minutes before the wedding, my wife comes down. She's looking beautiful, gives me a kiss. Police officer comes up, says, you know, you're Mr. Schwab. Will you come over here and talk to me? I'm thinking, man, this Homeland Security or something because of what we're doing. All of a sudden, three other plainclothes officers surround me and my wife and say, we're taking your son. And you know, pretty much devastated the wedding. The bride comes
and, of course, they were counting on you to resist, and they'd have blown you away right there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Way up north, to Alaska, way up north, to Alaska, north, to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. North, to Alaska, go north, to bless your soul. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92.
The military's publicly training for martial law and to put American citizens in FEMA camps. It's not a rumor anymore. Video I shot at some urban warrior training drill in Oakland, California. It's the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It's everything. And if they think they can get away with it, like Tommy Frank said in Cigar Aficionado, it's real sad, but the American people want martial law, and after the next attack, we're going to have a military government. Generals just hate military governments. And we really hate it through history, taking over and running things. But I mean, this is so sick, folks. They're doing it to America. And don't worry, there'll always be American flags wrapped around it. So you can still bow down and worship your American flag, but nothing will be left on the inside of the country. The military is guilty of high treason. We're going to finish up with Mr. Schwab. I'm going to get back into this and then take some calls at 1-800-259-9231. I put the call out in the first hour. I told you folks, this is a big news item. I need you to call everybody you know Don't just give into this stuff and say they're trying to pass the amnesty bill again today. Bush is confident it's going to pass, and the Pentagon and defense contractors are criminally lobbying against the Constitution, the sovereignty of the country, the Bill of Rights, and giving money to the senators to sell the country out. It is an America ending. Something Hitler, something Stalin, something Mao couldn't do, something the Redcoats couldn't do, our own stinking military can do, because it's not our military. They are, and I'm not talking about the poor grunts, folks. I mean the scumbag CFR New World Order leaders. Before we go back to our guest, we need to be healthy to fight the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, and Interfood is the way to go at Interfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com, or 866-762-9238. It's the best green food out there. I use it. My wife uses it. It's awesome, and they're patriots. Bad nutrition is a breeding ground for illness due to stress and anxiety, not to mention chemtrails. Ask yourself, what is your diet like? Processed foods and even good organics don't have the nutritional values that you need in today's world. Think about it. Have you forgotten that you're supposed to feel good and energetic all day long? And if not, you aren't getting the nutrition you need. Stop wishing you had more energy and focus and make it happen today with one simple phone call, 866-762-9238, or visit them on the web at interfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com, or 866-762-9232, ladies and gentlemen. And then also, as times get rough, and I've told you I'm going down with the ship, I'm going to stay here in the United States, and I'm going to fight as they try to bring us down, because this is a world government. There's really nowhere to run. Well, I think we're going to win. This isn't Germany. This isn't Russia. They're not going to get away with it. You need to get storable foods, ladies and gentlemen. My friends, you need to listen very carefully. We have to store food for our families if we're going to stay free and stay alive. Look at Katrina. The high and dry areas, they came in and said, no power, no food till you hand over your guns. You've got to have food. And it goes on, the prime rule of power is that you control nations with oil and people with food. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what's happening, and the UN food program has said they plan to use food as a weapon in this country. If countries with ethnic cleansing, they euthanize the elders and kill the young, preferably before they're born, and starve everyone else in between. Bullets and the manpower to pull the triggers are too expensive and time-consuming. Starvation has always been the preferred method of eliminating undesirables. I want you to call eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, at eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. Steve Schenck is the name, the oldest continual company. I have a year's supply with them, and it's of the highest quality. You're insane if you don't call and get a year's supply of food. Don't do the stupid vacation. Don't do the breast implants. Get food for your family, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need the big truck with the big tires to act manly. A man takes care of his family. 1-800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com. Give them a call today. And let's go ahead and go back to Raymond Schwab. Raymond, so they surround you. How are they behaving? What was it like to see your son, your wife's genetic son, your stepson? Of course, obviously, he's your son spiritually completely. What was it like to see your wife's son taken away? What happened? What did he do? Because, I mean, describe what it's like for the child, the trauma-based mind control
experience, and it's still horrifying for him. He called me the other day. They were forcing him to visit with a family member he hadn't seen in years, a person that kidnapped him many years ago, drug user. I mean, a bad, bad person calls me up telling me, Dad, you know, come and get me, and it's a feeling of powerlessness, you know what I mean? You want to fight. You want to take it on in a different manner than we have so far. Because I feel like I can protect my child.
God,
you know,
is
going to
listen. God's going to have his way with these people. Statistically, there are more drug abuse, more heart attacks, more family violence, more of them go to prison. And these CPS workers wonder why their kids die in car accidents. It's God. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here, folks. I mean, you're cursing yourselves. And listen, people say fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. You ignorant, worldly people think nothing's ever going to catch up with you. That Get Johnny Cash going to cut you down ready. I want to play it. I want you to know, folks, I've experienced it. I've had experiences I won't even talk about on air. There is a spiritual realm. It is real. And I'm telling you, folks, when you do evil, it comes back on you sevenfold. And I don't know how any of you could wantonly hurt people. I am scared of God. I love God, but I know God is just God and will punish me if I'm evil. You have any comments on that, Pastor?
I agree, brother, and I know that God is going to fight this battle for us, and that's why we continued walking. We have to go back the 28th for a court hearing, you know, and each time I've been facing these people with the fact that what they're doing is not only unjust, it's wrong, that they're answerable to a higher order, and, you know, they kind of laugh and scorn, but I see it in their eyes. There's some fear in their eyes that they know. You know, they told me the other day, well, we got a court injunction. I told them, I don't care. It's an unlawful court injunction. You guys know this is all based on perjury and lies, yet you're still abusing my family and subjecting my child. You know, they ripped my child screaming from his mother's arms, saying that if she don't relinquish him, you know, they're going to bring in armed. They had, you know, their foot soldiers outside waiting to storm the wedding, all on false allegations. You know, the bride comes down a mess. She's 15 minutes from the most joyous time of her life. It's her nephew. She's crying, why are you breaking up my wedding? You know, and, you know, they were apologetic. We're sorry, but it's a fact that they were too cowardly.
We're sorry, we're sorry, but we've got to load you on these trains.
Sure, absolutely. And it was a travesty, and it was sickening. It was the grace of God. My wife looked me right in my face, and she said, they're not taking my son, and she grabbed him, and she was going to do something crazy, and I just started praying with her and told her, you know, we got to trust in God. We're going to get
Now, what happened is, thank God, they had the child. They used to do the thing where they don't feed him to try to get him to say bad things about the parents. That they were unable to do that because your child was old enough to not be confused into saying something wasn't true. Seven, now a grandmother has the child, but CPS is even coming around now trying to do something there.
Yeah, I mean, they're going over there wanting to sit and observe my wife and the child. They've run us through psychological testing that I've been refusing, telling them
they're
not right.
Which is their people, which work for them to set you up. You go bear false witness against yourself. You go violate your own Fifth Amendment. It's not even real courts. Tell us where this happened, where the scum is located. Tell us their names. Tell us the phone numbers.
It's in Riley County, Kansas. The phone number is 785-537-6364 is the courthouse, and the company that's doing this is a subcontracted private corporation working for the state, another outsourced tyranny. They're called the KVC.
Well, they do that because then it's a revolving door. The politicians get to fund their buddies that way.
Well, and it also tries to shelter them from liability and their corruption, and so they can pass the buck, and that's what they've been doing is passing the buck. Every time we try to get something done, it's, you got to call these people, and those people say, you got to call these people. You know, we're fighting 28th. If they deem my child that has been neglected, I have to stay in Kansas indefinitely and fight this when I'm not even a resident of the state. They pretty much just said, quit your job. They told me I was irresponsible to continue on our walk, even though I sold my business to do this because I believe we're losing this country. I believe the church is at the forefront of this deception. That's why we're walking across the country trying to wake up people in the church, trying to tell them what they're doing is wrong, to stop supporting the New World Order, to stop puppeting and parroting Fox News, and that Bush is a good Christian man. You know, they pretty much just said, we don't care what you're doing. If you keep walking, it's going to show you don't love your son. Quit everything you're doing and come back here. And I'm like, you people are not going to destroy our lives. We're not going to allow this to happen.
But they always lie. They always lie, too.
Oh, and they've been lying to my wife nonstop, but they're called the KVC. Their number is 785-537-9144. Case manager, her name is Suzanne. And, you know, we're just praying that people...
And by the way, their textbooks at colleges call the family a disease. But these caseworkers are five times more likely than any other group in the population to be abusers of children. And so this is the new America.
Well, we're dangerous because we homeschool our children. You know, we control our children's education. Don't let the state brainwash them in the schools. We are dangerous because, you know, they won't look at any of our information, but they'll sit and scoff and frown. But, you know, I do want to say one thing. It's not only these people. It's the people in this country that we meet every day that don't listen, that just walk and drive by with their heads in the air, thinking we're a bunch of kooks that won't look at the evidence. The people in the churches that want to be blind, they're building this police state. The people that have called the police on us to help contribute to this process because they think it's unhealthy we homeschool our children, they're building the scaffolding that's going to hang them. They're helping the New World Order do what they're doing. And, you know, it's a shame on them. And I just hope more and more people start waking up and fighting this. It's across the board. whether they're going after our children or our liberties or the fact that we get harassed every time we pull out a camera. These cops look like they're going to have a heart attack because they're filming us. And we just had another one. They're filming us and saying, okay, fine, I'm filming you too. And we're like, okay, why are you getting on that? You're filming us, we're filming you. What's the problem? You know what I mean? They just hate it.
They arrest people coast to coast and say it's illegal to film them.
Well, you may be getting a phone call before we're finished that one of us is in jail for filming. I don't know. We're not going to stop, Alex.
But the illegal aliens,
life or death struggle.
It's in the bill Bush is trying to pass right now. Child molesters, aggravated child molesters, people who've never paid taxes, it's all forgiven. But you, they're going to take your child.
Sure. People that are peace-loving, we declare we're peace-loving people that preach the gospel, that are just trying to bring truth and light. We're moral people. You know, we don't do drugs.
But that's who they go after. That's who they go after. I'm telling you, they know we're the enemy. Listen, give out your website. Give out your contact for folks that want to help you.
Sure. Our website is BaitShalomMinistries.org. You can get it off of Infowars.com. I saw the link was up there. You can Google our Denver to D.C. Walk for Truth. Our phone number's on the website, all our contact information. We have video on there of all our police contacts and some documentaries that we made, as well as an update we just did about what happened with my wife telling her story.
Can you imagine the town where they put the call in to the CPS and ran your plates and did some detective work? I'll show them. We'll get that kid. I mean, can you imagine being that person?
They're not going to get him. I can't imagine how half these people sleep at night, Alex, and I just pray that the Lord leads some of these people to repentance so that they can start fighting for the truth and stop selling out their country and causing this massive destruction of everything that we hold valuable in America.
Well, yesterday the point was made by Jack McClam that, and I mean literally scores of Roman and Greek historians and others that were there witnessing it wrote about it, from about 100 right through to 300 A.D., or what they now call Common Era, they're even getting Christ's name out of there, that they'd feed one Christian and 100 would convert. They'd feed 10 Christians, 1,000 would convert. They'd kill off 50 Christians and 10,000 would convert. It just isn't going to work. You judge a tree by its fruits. There's all these listeners that hate Christians because they judge us by Jerry Falwell and the rest of them. That's not who we are. Real Christians helped end slavery in this country. Real Christians are the light and salt of the world. And my friend, God bless you. We're praying for you. And
you,
I think you're going to end up being blessed in the end by all of this. And we're just all here with you, my friend. And just continue to give us updates. Call in anytime you want, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Alex. And we'll keep sending you videos so you can all our stuff is for use for people, because like you, we want to get it out to everybody, aside from cost, aside from whatever they can. And you seem to the information out the best, so hopefully we'll have some more police state stuff for you soon. Hopefully not, actually. I don't know. These guys, they seem to get bitter and more bitter as we get closer to the East Coast. But
that's because you make them feel bad. I appreciate you, my friend. We're going to go to break. God bless you. Yeah, bitter and bitter as you get towards the East Coast. We'll follow you as you go there. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Raymond Schwab, his wife's son, her blood son, his stepson taken by CPS because of 9/11 truth. Here is Johnny Cash. We'll lead out of the break with this. We'll come back and get into a bunch of other key news. Stay with me.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
So
things have gone bad. America's gone bad. And once you start going bad, once a country goes bad, it goes right to the bottom. Until people finally realize that they've got to stand up. You realize there's no bottom to this pit. Until you decide to start reversing the gains that the enemy has made. High treason has been committed. High treason has been committed. The U.S. military is lobbying for the blanket amnesty bill and admitting it's because they want to convert the majority of the military over to foreigner, over to illegal alien. That's mainstream news. It's off the charts huge. Our military working against the will of the people, the Constitution, the sovereignty. This is not our military. I don't want to ever hear you call it our military again. I'm not going to let myself call it military. It's the military force that was taken over by the New World Order that's now actively attacking America. Our military is not our military. The leadership is enemy combatants. You want to use that term? I mean it. They are enemies of America. They are combatants in the catbird seat trying to destroy things. Matt Cazese, independent journalist who's been reporting for Infowars.com, finally he left last night at about 11:30 Eastern from the Brown property where the police have been stalking and firing at people. And then saying nothing's going on with all the APCs and trips, and the media just buys it. Oh, okay, nothing going on here. He was able to talk to him today. We talked to him in the first hour. He was unable to speak with him. He's been able to get through to them. How were you able to get through, Matt?
I've been calling him just nonstop, Alex. And
that's on one of their cell phones. Again, the power in the regular phone's been cut.
Yes. I finally got through to the cell phone. I talked to Elaine Brown. I'm very happy to say that I talked to Elaine Brown. She's one of the sweetest women of all time.
Sure, but tell us the info. Tell us the info.
Bottom line, they got a call today from a federal marshal who called the house line, and his name is Gary DeMartino.
I've heard that name.
Yes, he told them that they are coming in, but not tonight, not tomorrow night, and probably not this week, and they're not coming in to kill him, and he claims that the feds did not shoot at that kid whatsoever.
So he would just... I mean, I know that guy. He's shaking and freaking out on the phone off air. I need to get him on again. And he knows some other stuff he wouldn't let me tell you yesterday. I mean, he's scared to death. And they did fire at him, and they did taser him, and they did tell him to go lie to the media. It's admitted now that they tasered him and tackled him. I mean, they're just such liars.
Absolutely. Well, DeMartino is claiming that that did not happen.
Just like there weren't any APCs and they weren't on the property and nothing happened.
Okay, and the other thing is, I think it's safe to say that the news I heard last night that I didn't want to say now that they're okay, I think it's safe to say the head of their security got a phone call from a local saying that he heard on the police scanner that they had two robots that they were going to use to go in there.
Again, the hunter-killers, and you laugh at them with their little treads and their shotguns now. That's 20-year-old stuff the local cops have got. They've got big combat mech. I mean, they've got them. Honolulu Advertiser, 6 years ago, they're the size of like a big Chevy dually, but they're armored, and they got treads, and it was like a cartoon weapon. It had just guns all over the front of it, and that's what we're going to be facing. And, of course, they'll all be remotely controlled by the globalists. That cuts out the troops, so they won't even be needed soon. And what happens is an 18-wheeler pulls up, offloads one of these out of the back, and it just comes in your house and nerve gasses you, machine guns you, rams right in. Stay there. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.